favorite radio station by using your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play KRVS. Thank you, Alexa.
You're welcome.
For 2 hours of true word sound power, classic heavyweight Rasta reggae radio, it's Jaman here on KRVS. Cecil here, chairing the Churchill Gathering every Sunday night from 9 to 11 or Saturday mornings 1 to 3 a.m. Heavyweight sound and lifted spirits guaranteed. Jaman here on KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles.
The University of Louisiana at Lafayette. This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles, streaming online at krvs.org.
Today's edition of Zydeco e Pasale was previously recorded.
Buckwheat says he's gonna love you anyway. I don't care what you say.
I don't care what you say. It don't matter where you go, honey. I'm gonna love you anyway. Look here. Now you can tell me what you want. You can howl, you can run. You can leave me here today, honey. I'm gonna love you anyway. Look here. Now don't worry about it. My toes make me think, and even necessary bad. As long as you the one, honey, coming home.
That was late Buckwheat Zydeco. I'm going to love you anyway, regardless of what you say, on his CD called Jackpot. And he has some wonderful cuts on this, in case that you're interested in finding out about the CD. And so Buckwheat will do it. Coming up is something by Keith Frank, and something we're going to replace something by him. And we're in the final segment of Zydeco Son Parsole with JB and MC. Every Saturday morning, we do it right here on 88.7 FM.
I want to say good morning to my family, Bobby, Mac, Megan, Melanie, and Marley. Hopefully everybody's well.
Also, Lil X, good morning to you. Hopefully you're doing well up there in Opelousas around that Plaidy Laurent. Yeah, hopefully everything is going well. You didn't think I could say that.
Round Prairie. Yeah. That's what it is. That's
but
I
just want to say good morning to those guys. I know they're getting ready to have a little bit of cookout. Mm-hmm. So just want to wish them well today.
That's nice, though, for one thing about it, when they have just sit around and cook out. This time of the year is the best time to do so because it's cool.
And I think it's all the fellas getting together. So, always when you get all the men together and have a conversation, there is nothing but truth. Everything is truthful. You cannot lie. This is one of those gatherings that everything that is said is the truth.
Yeah. To them.
Well, yeah.
To them. It's to the them. Truth. It's
yeah,
the
who truth. Gets the better truth is the good thing.
But, you know, it's ironic. I was telling, because I played something by Corey LeDay about tiptoe something about Zydeco. And because he had two instruments, the accordion and the triangle. But it reminded me of when the men used to get together on a Saturday afternoon at an old country house. As Zydeco Joe would say, be sure to boar, and you sit on a log or something. And they would tell stories. They would talk about each other. Not stories, but they would tell what they did during the week and what they planned to
Same
do.
Same thing we do today.
Yeah, yeah. Then when you get together. And they had a few little libation, of course. They always had not in a glass. It was just a jar that they would drink out of. Or a cup, a coffee cup, they would drink a little libation. And somebody was cutting somebody's hair with them hand clippers.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes scissors.
Got a pair of them.
Yeah. You got one of the pair. Yeah.
We got a pair.
Yeah. And they would sit around there and talk about, and somebody would just pull the accordion out. Somebody was a musician and pull the washboard out. Not the rub board, the washboard.
Washboard. Yeah.
Yeah. And somebody had a little piece of the little triangle, and they'd start playing. And they would just enjoy it, kick some dust up. They would dance with each other and all of that.
Had fun.
They had fun.
Yeah, good, clean fun, like my brother-in-law called it, good, clean fun.
Yeah, good.
Good morning, Donald and Cal up in Oberlin this morning. Hopefully y'all doing well. Val and Alfred and Gene, everybody in the family there. Good morning to all the niece and nephew. Good morning to you guys. Hopefully y'all all doing well. 2020.
Let me say good morning to my sons, John and Jory, John and Bobby. They out there hunting some ducks over there in around the Houston area. Enjoy your flying someplace. Good morning to you. Just be careful. And, of course, my wife, good morning to you. And my sisters, all of them, Mako, Dello, Tope, Put, and Monica. And then brother, Red, better known as Edward. And good morning to you. And my cousins right there on the green, on the Collie Saloon Road. The Greens, which is Charles and Kennedy, and my other green cousin over there, Pickle. Now, why they call him Pickle, I don't know. We never could figure out why they call him Pickle.
Your green cousin.
Yeah, all my green cousins. That's all the old geezers we call ourselves. The first family. Good morning to you. And, of course, their wives, Punta, and my cousins, Shun, and Joyce, and all the rest of them. I can't name them all. Now, the Lewis family, the Broussard family, they're all over the place. And they say that's all. But wishing you, all of you, a very happy and prosperous new year.
Oh, yeah.
But the young man who, on the plane crash, by the way, we just take a few minutes, just a couple of seconds. He's a mail carrier, by the way, and he's a mail carrier in my area. It just so happened I was out getting my mail, and he was passing. And he introduced himself, and he's a swallow. Originally from around the Villeplatte area, I think his mother and father. His father is from that area. But he said he'll never forget the sight and the experience.
I guess.
Yeah, at the time. And he heard the sound, the booming sound, as the plane was coming down. And they were in the post office right down Fou Folle Road. And he said, the horrifying experience to see someone who is burning. And he said,
you can't do nothing.
Oh, yeah. And he's an ex-military person, but a wonderful, nice young man, though. Nice young man.
Yeah.
And he said he was supposed to be delivering his mail. So we just stood there and talked for a little while. But I think he needed to vent this out and talk about it. And I commend him from doing so. You know, instinct just run to.
Yeah.
And he and the young lady. both of them, ran to the site and tried to save as many, but some of them they could not save. But it's a horrifying experience.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But it's awful, and the condolence goes out to the family. And, of course, that's the only thing we can say, but we don't bring the back. But he said that was something to see. Anyway, let's play something by Keith Frank. And he says, of course, anything played by Keith Frank is always good.
Anyway. What you got? What?
He said, good music.
Good music. Good music.
That's all it is.
Key to Man Frank.
Get down on the floor, y'all. We'll be right back.
Rockin' Accordion by Lynn August.
And that was good. Yeah. Yes, go ahead, Lynn August. Good morning to you. Hopefully it's all going well. Want to wish a happy new year to everybody, and hopefully everybody is doing well and everything is going good. And want to wish Hattie and Martell a happy anniversary.
Wedding anniversary.
65 years.
What? How old were they when they got married?
Three. 3 years old, and 68 and 67. Oh, she was two. He was three. We don't mean to laugh at y'all. We laughing with y'all. You asked me a question.
Man.
The rest, 65 years.
65 years.
Hattie, I don't know how you did it, but you did it. I guess because you're a seasoned. I know it's because you're a seasoned, Martell. But all jokes aside, I want to wish you guys
a
happy anniversary. Happy 65.
Oh, they're still in love with each other?
They're still in love.
Who's in control?
What?
Who's in control?
Hattie? She let Martell think he's in control. But she's actually, I tell you what.
What?
Hattie.
Yes.
Has a picture of herself when she was younger. She looked just like the Queen of England.
Really?
They had a gathering at her daughter's house, daughter and her husband, but house, Clarice's house. And I said, look at this picture. Look just like the Queen. Wow. She's a pretty one. But she's a seasoned. What's expected? But anyway, I just want to wish them a happy 65th anniversary.
I'm going to play a waltz.
Play a waltz for me.
And that's by, and it's just so good because it's something by Dexter Ordway.
Okay.
Called Pop's Waltz.
Pop's Waltz. Okay.
No, so Miss Hattie, you let Pop lead.
Let him lead this time.
let him lead.
Come on, Martell. Get on the floor.
Come on. Let me see. I know it takes a little time to get up.
Take a little time.
So
I tell you what, John. Yes. Play a song before that to let him get prepared.
Oh, okay. I tell you what, I'm going to play Whiskey River.
Play Whiskey River. Yeah. And then we'll come back and play that for Martell and for Hattie for 65th anniversary. What a blessing, you know. And after that long, you know, if one moved to the left, the other would know you moved. You don't even, I mean.
Yeah, just.
You know everything about each other.
My wife and I, we've been married 55 years or 54 years, something like that. But you know what?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm
Don't go home, John. Don't go home.
Anyway,
you should have stayed out of there.
Yeah, but you know, that's how we do it.
That's how we do
it. Yeah.
Zydeco Joe to the flow.
Yeah, Joe.
Yeah, wild man.
Wild man.
Hey.
Yeah.
Here you go. Look out, Rocky.
Woo!
you right here. We're gonna take you back to Clifton Chenier.
I see you, Tori.
We're gonna take you to another level. Here you go.
You didn't go out there and dance in front of your husband and try to get
and
him.
She would.
Yeah.
She don't mind dancing.
She don't mind dancing.
She don't mind dancing.
Okay, well, good. Now, Pop.
Okay, Pop Martell.
Mr. Martell, won't you, you're up, ready to go? Now we're going to play a nice waltz by Dexter Ordway.
For y'all.
That's for you. Mm-hmm. And before that, before I forget, I'm going to say a shout-out at Pat and Glenn Sheldon in Abbeville.
Good morning.
And Leroy Marceau.
Leroy Marceau. Bon matin. Yeah. Soit que tu quittes j'appelle bien. Martel et Harry.
Yeah.
Soit que vous êtes en way. Une bonne journée aujourd'hui pour 65 années. Vous êtes mariés. Ça, c'est bien joli.
Who's more in love than the other one?
I think, but I don't know. It'd be hard to say,
really.
Because, you know, Martell ain't going to show. You know, men don't, because you're a man. Men don't show the love they have for their wives.
Yeah.
But if the wife is in need, they're going to do everything they can.
Oh, yeah.
To
but
please
you know, they got it. You got it.
That's
gotta,
how it go.
Because 65 years.
65 years, that's an accomplishment.
Yeah. And I know he was in the Bow Down Club for...
A long time. You know, and, of course, your children all wish you guys a happy 65th anniversary.
How many children did
they
have?
Three girls?
Yeah, three girls.
Mm-hmm. I think it is, yeah.
Well, that's nice. But that's a beautiful family.
Unless I'm missing somebody. You know, but I'm sure Clarice is going to text me and make sure I get the right
answer. But that's
answer.
A beautiful family, though.
That is. Thing.
But they congratulations.
Very ennobling.
And I know y'all got married in 3 and 2, but that's okay.
Let's see. So we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about that because 65 minus 20 is what, John? You're the school teacher.
65 and 20.
Minus.
Minus that
minus
would be
23. Let me see. I know somebody calculating that for me.
Oh, it's what, it's 23?
Minus 65 equal 1955.
When they married. When they got married.
And look. They got married right after New Year.
Hmm.
So Martell's smart, you see? You see how he did it? He didn't marry her before Christmas.
But he had to give her a Christmas gift.
He'd have to give her a Christmas gift.
Well, he gave her one anyway.
You know, he'd have to give her a Christmas gift. You know, then he'd have to get her anniversary. So he let them 2 holidays pass. Would you marry me now? And then...
And I know they looked... and he asked her in French, I'm sure.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
Si tu veux me marier?
Oui. Mm.
No, mon père. No, he had to go ask the father.
That's what I said. You had to go ask the father.
Uh-huh.
Hades
César, vous l'avez demandé à Hades s'il se peut marier votre fille. Mais t'as un job? Qui lâche-t-on? qui est ton poupa et ta maman.
Oui, oui. Ti bois.
Ti bois. Et you ti des.
Ti couche les femmes. Ti couche les femmes.
Non. Non, ça, c'est la seule chose qu'on a.
C'est juste elle, c'est tout.
C'est rien qu'elle. C'est tout ça. Anyway.
Here we go.
Hattie and Martell, congratulations.
I know they're laughing right now. They're listening. But anyway, congratulations to and the old time, how they used to go and ask the parents.
You got to go ask the parents.
You got to ask
you
the parents.
You can't just get married. You can't marry the girl.
And the coding days was
I can't imagine that was sitting on the front porch, they sitting in the house watching everything, yeah. Sit by the window. You got to sit by the window. Sit in that swing. Sit in the swing.
That's
not,
right.
Not too close. Sit in the swing. Don't push too fast.
Get to all of
No. And you see, in those days, you know, girls didn't wear a lot of pants. They mostly wore dress in them days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, they couldn't wear pants. No, that's for
the men. You
know, they had to wear a dress.
That was against everything.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, so I'm sure, Martell, that should be interesting how y'all met.
Yeah.
And
he must have saw her at a dance, and he said,
c'est
joli, là.
I bet you that was a rap. Hey, what you doing? Come on, tell you. And it's rapping in French now.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, tell you.
Oh, wait.
Comment tu gardes bien?
Tu veux danser?
Slam tes cheveux. Tu veux aller au bal?
Oui.
Là, ils sont going to bal. I'm going to say it in French because we don't need the rest.
Yes, yes.
So, ils sont going to bal. So, il a été la ramassé. Qui tu crois qu'elle a été?
Oh,
elle a lighté, la mouma a été avec les autres au bal. Oh, oui. Attention, Nariel.
Oh, Nariel, c'est bien cher.
Elle a lassé au-delà de la porte, lui, la porte, parce qu'il a pu driver. Elle a lassé au Nariel, puis les guetter.
Oh,
comment,
oui.
Là, comment tu peux charrer avec toi? Tu ne peux pas charrer. C'est pas si les mains.
Oh, non.
Yeah, oh,
non, je n'ai pas touché du tout.
Yeah. Martell, oui. Sa main glissée, il l'a touché, la maman ne pouvait pas voir.
Monsieur Leroux. Non. Hey, get toi là. Get le chemin.
All right, let's play this song. Going for you guys. Great day.
That's a good waltz. Hot Rod.
Hot Rod. I wanted to say something else to this couple, Martell and Hattie. Now, he kept his promise. This is from Clarice. He had four girls, mm-hmm. Martell. And
no boys.
And Hattie. No boys. So he wanted all, you know, some son-in-laws that he could tell them what to do.
And how.
And how to do. Because you got my daughter, so this is what you need to do. You know, so he wanted to be asked four times.
Oh.
But anyway, he kept his promise that when he would return from the Korean War.
Oh, the Korean War. So Korean he's, War. So he's, yeah, he's a vet.
He's a vet. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Korean War.
Good.
In December of 1954, he had a promise that when he would return, that he would marry Hattie. Okay, so he came back. That's why they didn't marry in December. I'll take it all back. He didn't marry her in December, but he married her the next month. So he came home in December, got married in January. He kept his promise. That's called a man of his word. What you on for?
But you know what?
What?
He and I can sit down and talk.
Why?
Because in October of 1960.
Okay.
I was in Schweinfurt, Germany.
Okay.
And this guy who was in the communication department. And he knew my brother-in-law to be.
Okay.
Because we were laying the lines between the artillery and the infantry.
Okay.
And somehow he had a picture of Marlene, my wife.
Uh-huh.
And I had never met my wife. And he asked me, he said, Buzz. That's how he called me, Buzz. Uh-huh. Somehow they couldn't say Bruce or Buzz, you from Lafayette? Wow. And he said, you from Lafayette? He said, let me tell you. He said, wow, she's a beautiful young lady.
Uh-huh.
But he said, you're from Lafayette. I got this picture. I'm writing to this young lady in Lafayette. Oh, I said, man, look. And we were going to Chow. And he said, I said, when I get back to the state, man, I'm going to marry this lady. And guess what? I got back on the 21st of December. And I met Marlene on December the 25th, Christmas Day, which was on a Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And 4 years later, I married her.
Oh, yeah, y'all some men.
And look, hey, I made a promise.
And you kept it.
I kept my promise.
I'm saying.
And I said, no, Martell and I can talk.
I'll tell you, I see something in this picture, Clarice, you sent to me. I don't know if you really noticed it.
What's that?
But, you know, it's a suit, double-breasted suit.
Oh, yeah, that was they would leave the dress.
But there was something very unique here in this picture.
Well, yes.
He has gloves
That's
on.
That's right. That's right. You didn't know that?
They looked like leather gloves.
That's right. They had to wear gloves.
Really?
Men had to wear
gloves. Yeah, I know that. They still do today, a lot of them. I don't know if they do it too much anymore. But I know there was always wearing gloves,
That's right.
Yeah, because that was just part
of
it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but he was sharp. He was happy, too.
But them double-breasted suits.
He had that pretty Caesar. That was the problem.
Wide lapel.
He was just as happy as he could be.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Miss Hattie. Looking good. Oh, yeah. All right.
Let's
thank you very much. That's for you guys again.
Yes.
So don't make him get up again, Hattie.
Oh, yeah. Here we go again now. Here we go.
Son nom à ma bétante. Son nom, c'est pas ton nana. Ton nom est notre filet. Avant j'ai arrivé là-bas de ton nana. Ton nom est notre filet de whisky. Thank you.
not filet whiskey.
I wanna hold you tight and see you.
just my loving. You made it blue, cause you're so kind and I'm so jaloux. Ain't got no trust, cause you can't tell the truth. And you're so kind and I'm so jaloux. So somebody gotta tell me what I'm gonna do now. Somebody gotta tell me what I'm gonna do, cause you're so kind and I'm so jaloux. And I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Tried that once before. You know, love doesn't come very easy. You got to work on it.
You got to work on it every day. Yeah. Ask Martell. He knows how that works. But anyway, we want to wish everybody a happy new year 2020. And hopefully everything goes well for you. And just remember, if you drink, don't drive. It's still the same thing. You can hurt somebody. Somebody get hurt. It doesn't take very long as we get ready to start the year. Because when we go back on Monday, All the schools are starting. We're starting the year, so let's get busy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let's go. School just getting started, and look out now.
Let's get out of the way for Herman.
Let's see. Should we go out on Wiggle Wiggle?
Let's wiggle out of here.
Yeah, we'll wiggle out of here. And I just want to say, too, that all of you, it was wonderful to be here on this Saturday,
yep.
The first Saturday of the year of 2020.
Doc, Chris, Kevin.
Yeah. All that. And we'll just
Leon. See. Good morning, guys, and goodbye.
Hopefully that you will have a good, good year, beginning year. Just be careful what you're doing out there. Let's go Wiggle Wiggle.
Hi, this is Glenn Fields. I'd like to invite you to join me for All Over the Map, brand new radio show Thursday nights at 10 p.m. We're going to listen to all kinds of weird stuff, exotica, Hawaiian music, soul music, jazz, anything. It's going to be all over the map. Who knows what's going to happen? So join me Thursdays at 10 p.m. right here on KRVS.
Hey everybody, it's Drake with the Franco Mix on 88.7 every Thursday night at 9. N'oubliez pas, c'est formidable. Et n'oubliez pas encore de écouter le Franco Mix chaque jeudi soir sur KRBS 88.7 avec Drake LeBlanc. C'est formidable.
This is Public Radio for Acadiana. KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.